Save Glenfield Heart Center. The latest protest against the proposed closure of Glenfield Congenital Heart Center took place in Leicester on the 8th of July. A year after the threat was first raised, the campaign shows no sign of cooling down. Over 200 people turned up to show support, and listeners' parents, campaigners, and staff from the center spoke. The words of affected parents were particularly touching. One mother talked about how her son was rushed in when his heart failed, and the emergency surgery he received at Glenfield saved his life. A grandmother spoke of how much it meant for her and her family to be able to visit regularly and stay over at the hospital when her grandson was ill. She said, "Why is it that people don't come first, and that all these decisions are made about money?" Her point that the NHS belongs to us, and we shouldn't give our money to people to privatize it, got a resounding response from the audience. The chair of the campaign, Socialist Party member Steve Score, made the point that with the current weakness of the government, there could never be a better time to press the case for reversing these proposals and winning the battle. The NHS England consultation about the future of three congenital heart centres across England, including Glenfield, closes on the 17th of July. Recently, the Manchester Specialist Heart Unit, another of the three earmarked for closure, has been forced to abruptly end all surgery for adults with serious congenital heart conditions due to staff shortage. The unit has rapidly collapsed after the NHS England review and the uncertainty it caused made it impossible for them to retain and hire new staff. "This is why we cannot afford to let the campaign wind down, but must keep putting pressure on both NHS England and local politicians to save the centre, without a minute to lose." Sophia Whiting, Leicester Socialist Party.